a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And yes, we are back. Thanks for staying locked in with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned into the show with Mary and me today. Before we reconnect with Phil Rosenthal to talk food, travel, and his new Netflix series, Somebody Feed Phil, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises. And more of your messages were shared with us this week, commenting on what we've been saying about AMA Waterways and the experiences with them. Here are a few excerpts. Janine said, as a seasoned solo traveler, I highly recommend AMA Waterways and encourage you to tell your listeners they're now offering Cosmos during their complimentary sip and sail cocktail hour.
That's great. All right. And Rachel commented, AMA made for an unbelievable, epic honeymoon for us 2 months ago. We did the enchanting Rhine and the trip was worth every penny.
Folks, AMA Waterways River Cruises are all-inclusive, and the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, and Africa, it's industry-leading and award-winning. Check them out at amawaterways.com for more information and special offers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're going to reconnect with Phil Rosenthal. Many of you may be familiar with him as the creator and executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond. And a few years ago, he hosted a show on PBS called I'll Have What Phil's Having. That show was so successful that Netflix signed Phil, and you can now watch his latest series, Somebody Feed Phil, on Netflix. We've been watching the series, and it's a travel show that is food-centric. It's a little quirky, but it inspires you to travel, which we are all about. And of course, it mixes in culture with a healthy dose of humor.
Phil, welcome back to the show, and I think we need to figure out a way to do this a little more frequently than almost every 2 years.
Yes, I enjoyed talking to you last time. It's all I've thought about for this
Well, same thing. Forget anything else we've all done. Yes. But in all sincerity, congratulations on the new Netflix series, Phil. We're enjoying it. And I want to start there, actually. Mary and I, we've watched four of the new shows. But for folks listening around the country, other than that catchy new theme song that you have, talk to us about some of the differences between Somebody Feed Phil and the earlier version of the program that you did a few years ago.
Well, the one for PBS was I'll Have What Phil's Having. And Netflix bought it and put a new title on it. And when you go to Netflix, you also can have a theme song, which I got. And the show is shot in 4K, ultra-high definition, which means now everything looks so beautiful except for the host.
So I was going to give the camera guy credit because I cannot believe some of these shots. Yeah. And that explains why the sounds and the shots of that food.
Yeah, beautiful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you were in Vietnam. Some of those shots were beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
Netflix really, really goes all out for these things. And it's really nice. By the way, the other thing about Netflix is when we handed them six episodes, they pushed a button and we were on in every country on the earth.
That's true.
All at once.
Right.
Every country except for North Korea, I think, and Syria.
All right.
Phil, they have some other problems right now, I think. So.
Well, I would like it. I would like them not to have so many problems so they can get my show.
We would agree.
And you know what? Every country.
Like
Phil,
peace in those lanes.
You might be the answer to solving the problems, actually.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm doing my best. Right. The show is about connecting with people over food and laughs. I think food is the great connector, and laughs are the cement.
Phil, I want to talk to you about these markets that you go through. I think one of my personal favorites of the show is the variety. You go from Michelin star restaurants to street food, floating markets in Bangkok. And these markets, not just the floating, but
the city markets,
we love. Yeah. What is it about the markets that does it for you?
I think that markets are the microcosm of life. Everything is available to you. And the better the market, the more you get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the floating market, for those of you who didn't see the Bangkok episode yet, you're in a little boat, and you're putting up this little river, and you go over to the side, and there's a woman selling flowers, and you can buy some flowers, and there's a woman selling fruit, and you can buy some fruit. And then the next boat, there's a lady with a stove on her boat, and she's making pad thai noodles.
Yeah.
And you buy them, and you eat them in your boat.
Yeah.
And then you putt to the next boat, and there's a guy making chicken satay skewers. By the way, that pad thai, it wasn't just good for being on a boat. It was the best pad thai I ever had.
Yeah, like restaurant quality.
Better than restaurants that I've been to.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
You're sitting there, and as you're just putting up the little river, you're like, Disney has nothing on this place.
It doesn't get,
they don't feed you.
No.
They don't feed you on the It's a Small World ride.
No, they don't. You know, but they're good. It does show, though, the power of the, and you, it is truly an experience, no question, because you go from those markets then into the main markets that you're not floating. You can walk right through. But here's something I want to talk to you about. So the Lisbon show, it interested us because we're working to take this program there later this year.
Great.
And during that episode, you said something that stuck with me, and I'm going to quote you on that. So you say, jump in, go someplace on a hunch, off the beaten path, someplace you don't know a ton about, explore, meet new people, taste a lot of nice food, which is so Phil Rosenthal, walk the streets, sing along, and enjoy yourself. So would you say that's kind of the crux of the philosophy you have for traveling in the show?
I think that's it. Well, I just want you to travel. The whole point of the show is to get you through the food and hopefully the humor and the nice photography, the music, is to get you to come here.
Yeah.
There's no more mind-expanding thing we can do in life than travel. And
right.
It's all about making these friends around the world and connecting with the people.
So on
the
that...
The world might be even a little better if we all could experience a bit of someone else's experience. And even if you're not feeling that you care about making the world better, it's the best thing you can do in your life.
Absolutely.
It'll make your life better.
And that is displayed so well in an episode that takes place in Vietnam and then on the other corner of the world, right here in the U.S. in New Orleans, because you make a personal connection with a chef.
Yep.
That I'd love for you to just briefly tell us about. But also, it's so great to see how New Orleans has rebounded after Katrina. And what is that city?
Wonderful?
Yeah, what does that city mean to you?
Because it's so much more than Bourbon Street.
I mean,
Street.
It really is.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, Bourbon Street is kind of the Las Vegas strip
yeah.
of the New Orleans. And for you older folks, I would say get off there as quickly as possible. It's not for you. But the rest of the city is probably the most European place we can go in America, with a very unique culture that's an amalgam of, obviously, the United States, but also the Caribbean and Africa and Haiti and France and Spain. It's all this beautiful melting pot that is America, but it's got such a unique flavor. I don't have to tell you about New Orleans food, the gumbo, the jambalaya, the po' boys, the crawfish. It's so delicious, and the people are delicious. That's the main thing. Just love it so much.
And you met a chef in Vietnam, and she
yes.
ended up getting married, and you went to her wedding in New Orleans. I mean,
she said, I'm marrying my partner
yeah.
In New Orleans in April. I said, we're going to shoot the show in April in New Orleans. She goes, oh, well, you're invited to the wedding. I said, how about this? Can we film the wedding? And she said, yes. And that's one of my favorite things I've ever done, is
yeah.
go to that wedding in New Orleans, Vietnamese immigrants.
Yeah.
This is America.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
It was fantastic.
It was a great episode. They both were, but we really enjoyed that New Orleans one. All right, Phil, listen, we're going to run out of time soon. We're really enjoying our time with you. We could talk to you for an hour.
Could be the whole 2 hours.
But can we just talk about your fabulous parents for a second and your brother, Richard, because they're elements of your show. And every time I see you pull your laptop out and you get ready to Skype your parents, I'm already smiling because I know it's going to be funny. Is that just natural, the way they just... connect
with
you?
It couldn't be anything but natural.
I love
it. They don't do what I tell them to do. So, yes, it's all natural. There's not one thing scripted. I don't know if you saw the little promo that went out over the internet maybe last week.
That they need their own series?
That's right.
Yeah.
So that was completely unscripted.
Yeah.
We thought the joke of that, the funny part of that, would be them trying to find Netflix on their television.
Yes.
But we didn't realize that they don't remember the name of their son's television show.
Something about feeding Phil, I think
well,
she
that's
said.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. But Phil, are you bringing back some of those exotic fruits? Because that is something, I have to tell you, we have good fruit in this country, but when you leave America, you realize the fruit we're eating here, not nearly as good as what you're getting around the world.
I think Thailand is where fruit goes to party. It's unbelievable. The best fruit I've ever had in my life was in Thailand. It's spectacular. But, you know, of course you can't bring it home.
No.
They stop you at the border.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to go to extreme measures.
Reason to go, just for the fruit.
Just for the fruit. We say that a lot. Listen, half the time you just go for the food and the fruit or whatever it may be. So where will people be feeding Phil next?
Well, this season is called Part One. So I'm not stupid. There must be a part two coming.
All right, so that means, Phil, we're going to have to do this in quicker than 2 years. But, folks, again, the show is called, if you just tuned in, it's called Somebody Feed Phil. It's on Netflix. Go enjoy an adventure with Phil. Phil, it was great to catch up with you. We appreciate it. We wish you safe and happy travels. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Thank you. Love you guys.
It's a great show. Take care.
All right, he is too much, Mary. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's such a funny show.
It
but
is.
It really does. The connections he makes with the locals and the whole crew is involved. It's just a funny show, but it's inspiring.
We could have
show.
Continued on with him for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, but folks, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a quick break as Bobby links in Rudy for segment three before Mary and I will return in about 10 minutes to share some deals of the week with you. So stay right where you are as your RM World Travel Connection is back after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.